Six pack of milah, second Mishnah Shoch Biyad Cheshayt Vekotin. Generally speaking, a deaf, mute, insane, or minor cannot be a shliach. And here, in this case, if a person sends one of these three Cheshayt Vekotin, one of the Cheshayt Vekotin, to take something which was from Hektish, because, once again, you don't need a real shlichus over here. As long as it was done as a result of the request of the Baal HaBayis, the Baal HaBayis is moel. The Rosh Shlichusim, they didn't do the shlichus, so they're not moel because the potter from mitzvahs, but the chen v'ni moel, the one that gave him the meat or whatever it is, or the money, a sektish, he will be over the simila. Shoch v'yapikeach, v'nizkar, he sent a regular shlichus. He bought his meat from Nachen Veni. Yeah.
Three people there?
He sent his son to pick it up from Nachen Veni. Yeah. Sholach biyad pikeach v'nizka. He sent it with a pikeach, a regular person, and the Baal Bais remembered. Actually, giyat to Nachen Veni before the shliach came to the Nachen Veni. Achen Veni moal kishe yoitzi. The money did not make it to the Chen V'ni yet, and this was talking about money that was money of Hektish. So the Baal Bais doesn't bring a korban because since he remembered, he's not shogeg anymore, and the korban is only brought when he's shogeg. So the Chen V'ni gets it, and the Chen V'ni, when the Chen V'ni starts using it, he's going to be moyel. Yeah. What should the Baal HaBayis do if he remembers that his money was Hektish? He takes another coin or some kli. He removes the kedusha of the Hektish on what he gave to the shliach and he transfers it onto what he has in his house, and this way the money does not get other people into trouble. One can redeem Hektish. Kesef v'shav v'kesef.